Joining me today on CFBS Radio is the mayor of the municipality of Blanc-Sablanc, Wanda Beaudoin, and also the mayor of Lanseclair, Mr. Chad Leto, who is also the chairperson for the combined councils of Labrador. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Abigail.
It's nice to have you both join me today. I know there's a lot going on, and it's great to have the information coming from both of you today, specifically to talk first about the access to Newfoundland, which is the big question with the protest currently happening this morning at the Federal Wharf in Blanc-Sablanc. If I could start with Wanda, if you don't mind to give some information on this, Wanda.
I know that we've been seeing on social media for the last couple of weeks since the border opened in Labrador that people also wanted to have access into Newfoundland. And I understand, too, because Newfoundland is one of our close neighbors. And in the past, up until the COVID, most of our population from Old Fort to Blanc-Sablanc vacation in Newfoundland as well. And many of our citizens as well have summer homes on the highlands. So I definitely understand why the population wants to enter the province of Newfoundland, because they have more links with that province than they do with towns in the Quebec province.
And so with that said, Chad, can you give us a little information about the work that had to be done in order to have it opened up where we could go into Labrador? Can you give some information on this?
Yes, Abigail. Our plight was that, you know, the people from the Lower North Shore were kind of caught in their own little region because they have no access to the rest of Quebec or through the Ville de Gagné and through Labrador. So knowing that this was going to be an issue and had become an issue, me and our MHA and Mrs. Beaudoin and a couple other people had started in discussions of how we could kind of get some exemption for the people of the Lower North Shore to be able to access, you know, at least into the Labrador Straits and Labrador area. So, you know, a lot of talks went with Dr. Fitzgerald, the premier of our province, the healthcare providers, different things. It took a lot of convincing and a lot of paper writing on our part to get the permission to allow the people from the Lower North Shore just access to Labrador Straits and Labrador.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based on that the communal ties, we'll call them, of family, the mixed family relations, I guess, of the two provinces. And we discussed the fact that we don't really see the border as anything more than a technical name, that they're on the Quebec side and we are on the Labrador side. There's more families divided because of this COVID and the barring off of the borders and stuff like that. So, you know, it took a lot of pointed, I guess, exercises to say, you know, this is what we want, and we'd like for our government to help us out with this. And after reading all the details that we had put forward to them and seeing our plight and the people of the Lower North Shore, our province, our government, who is in charge of all this stuff, and the chief medical officer, Dr. Fitzgerald, agreed to allow the people of Lower North Shore in Quebec to be able to enter Labrador. And that's where we were at with this now, which allowed actually the first access for anybody outside of Newfoundland and Labrador into our province. So I thought we had a pretty good thing on the go. But I'll say this before we move on. I'm in total agreement that you should be able to move within the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, and that being the island too. But there's another side to it, and we'll discuss that a little later on in this interview.
Do you feel that maybe because we had the area opened up to Labrador, because we are a bordering community, and as you have said, we don't have a border per se physically to see it there until the pandemic hit, it was never even a thought that had crossed between the communities. Do you think that maybe people were just aiming a little too much to think that they were going to be given access at the same time to Newfoundland Island?
I've done a couple of trips to Newfoundland Island, and my personal take on it right now is that it's not the same welcoming group of people on that island anymore as what it was before COVID.
And I think we can all understand that. People are scared. Wanda, can you tell me how you feel about this?
Yes, I've been talking with Chad, too, and Chad shared that with me as well. And I know some messages on social media was not very nice. We had fishermen that went over to Newfoundland in the early start of the fishing season, and some of the things that was put on because they were coming from Quebec was pretty nasty. And I think this escalated on both sides, which is not a good thing. We were always the neighboring communities and all that, and it's sad to see that type of thing occur. And what I've seen here right now, Quebec is open to Newfoundland, and we know that there's a group of fishermen that's air working. We know people are going to be coming and doing tourism here. We are hoping to be welcoming communities. I know some people in my community, like in Newfoundland, are fearful of the COVID. I think it scares a lot of people. But I think where we were so closely knit and so closely tied together, I think opening up Newfoundland for the region of Old Fort Toublon-Sablon would be a plus for Newfoundland and a plus for us as well, because a lot of our population, is, like I mentioned previously, have campers, secondary houses in there, so therefore they're participating in the economy of the island as well. And like we said, the Newfoundland population is already coming here, so we don't have no cases of COVID in this region. We never did have one since the pandemic started, and we also have an hospital here that can do testing immediately, and also in emergency cases could have analysis done here of the test. So the risk factors, in my opinion, for Newfoundland opening up to this sector is not that big. It's no worse than opening up to Labrador, because already the Newfoundland population is coming into our territory. So if there's anything here, they would pick it up the same, which there isn't. So I don't understand the reasoning about not letting us go into Newfoundland, especially the sector from Old Fort Toublon-Sablon.